Japan's long, successful rejection of guns is revealing. A society or a group that is able to act without outside interference can abolish a powerful technology. In the United States, the Amish do not permit any device to be used before they have carefully evaluated its potential impact on the community. For example, they generally resist home telephones and prefer face-to-face communication, although they permit limited use of phones to deal with the outside world. They reject both automobiles and gasoline tractors. Instead, they breed horses and build their own buggies and farm machinery. These choices make the community far more self-sufficient than it would be if each farmer annually spent thousands of dollars on farm machinery, gasoline, and artificial fertilizer, all of which would necessarily come from outside the community. Their leaders decide such matters, rather than leaving each individual to choose in the market. Such practices might seem merely old-fashioned, but they provide a buffer against such things as genetically modified foods or chemical pesticides, and they help to preserve the community. Indeed, the Amish are growing and flourishing. Both the Japanese rejection of the gun and the Amish selective acceptance of modern farming equipment show that communities can make self-conscious technological choices and can resist even very powerful technologies.